When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Lindus Construction Time Check, currently 2:45 here on a Thursday afternoon in the Twin Cities. Time to protect your home with LeafGuard brand gutters, GAF hail-resistant roofing, or GAF solar, all with 75% off installation labor through July 31st. Before we get to our venue discussion, I did want to address, and I think I've talked about this at least on my Sunday show. And by the way, Corzo in for Chad. You can hear me 10 a.m. to noon on Sundays here on CCO. By the way, somebody said, who is on your Minnesota radio station calling soda instead of pop? Kick them off. When I was a kid, I called it pop. When I stopped drinking it, I think I've started calling it soda. I really don't drink it very much. I almost never have soda of any sort. So to me, pop, soda, but yeah, you're right. There's another series on Netflix, Quarterback. And, you know, the first one was the 2022 season. And it was, that was the Kirk O'Chain's season, I think, right? Yep, the 2022 season. And Kirk was on it with Patrick Mahomes and Marcus Mariota. And now he's on it. They're doing a second one. And it's got Joe Burrow. It's got Jared Goff. And they brought Kirk back. They brought Kirk back.
Atlanta Kirk.
And through the first couple of episodes, I mean, Kirk is the star. He, I'm telling you, Kirk just gets how this show works. He is absolutely the star of the show.
He's a star of season one too.
He's like really into great clips, and he's sitting there and he says he's so into great clips, and then he's talking about when he's coming off the surgery, and he does this. He's walking and he starts singing the walking song from Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, when the old guys put one step in front the other, the guy, and he's doing it, and then he's acting, and it's hilarious, and so far he hasn't been benched yet, and it's through 9 games. They're 6-3, and he's had some great games. He had a 500 yard game. They've lost some tough games. He's brought him back in games, and I think what we're going to learn in this show is that I think he takes a really big hit somewhere down the road, and then I've read this, I haven't seen it, and he continues to play, and he can't play anymore because he just fell off the cliff.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought that it was age, but if it was just an injury, he was pretty doggone good those first 9 games, what you're saying. One other thing I've noticed from this, and this would be a controversial subject, I know, but if you watch Ja'Marr Chase, some of the catches he makes, what he does after the catch. Look, I think JJ runs probably the greatest routes in the league. JJ's catch radius is as good as anybody's, right? JJ's good. He's way above average after the catch. He ain't Chase. He ain't Ja'Marr Chase. If you watch just some of the touchdowns he has in the film clips are ridiculous. I mean, where he's breaking 3-4 tackles and just exploding by guys. So, you know, would I rather have Ja'Marr Chase than JJ? No. I think most of them, if they're ranking players, JJ's going to be number one. In fact, somebody came out, and Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, where he came out with the top 10 quarterbacks. Apparently, he did it at every position. So I guess for Sunday, maybe I'll look it up and see where he ranks him. But Ja'Marr Chase is something else. But anyway, sports venues. First of all, what is, because you're going to his, first of all, tell us you're going to a dream sports venue coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's kind of a bucket list for me a little bit. When I was a kid and the Twins were terrible in the 90s, and I was a little league player and I was a catcher, looked around for a, you know, catcher I could look up to, a big-time star in Major League Baseball, and that was Mike Piazza's early years. When he came in with the Dodgers, he was like pick number 7,000 in the draft. Tommy Lasorda's nephew just done it as a favor. All of a sudden, he's a star hitting bombs for the L.A. Dodgers before he was, you know, traded off a few years later. So at that time, I kind of fell in love with the Dodgers a little bit. They were my National League team. You know, you hear about Dodger Stadium at Chavez Ravine. What's the Chavez Ravine?
What is Chavez Ravine?
It is. You know, it was kind of all this. It was always in my imagination because, you know, living in Minnesota, I couldn't usually stay up and watch Dodger games that were starting at 9 o'clock our time when I was a little kid. So, you know, you'd see some photos, you might see a video here and there and a highlight, but Dodger Stadium has always been a place I wanted to go. And I've been to LA the last 4 years for other reasons. The Dodgers have been out of town every single time. So now, coinciding this year, my dad, for about the last two decades, has been working on checking off seeing the Twins at every other ballpark in America, or at least every other city. You know, some teams have upgraded the ballpark since he's seen them, but that counts. The last one on his list is Dodger Stadium. Twins and Dodgers have a three-game series starting on Monday. So I said, all right, that's the last one. We are going. We're doing it this one together. So we're flying out Saturday. We'll be seeing Twins and Dodgers at Dodger Stadium on Monday, and I'm so excited.
Are you seeing all three games?
Just the one. Just the one Saturday. We'll be heading back Tuesday, but I cannot wait.
Good. Well, that's what I always say is you can wait. You say, I'm looking forward to it.
Sorry.
Yeah, because think about it. You know, you only have so many days. Like, people would say, I can't wait for the NFL season. I'm going, I can because we have July,
yeah, you're probably
August.
Have to.
We got a lot of nice days in front of us. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Very excited to sit there for 3 hours, however long. Let's make it like a 12-inning game, 16-inning game.
Yes.
I'll just pile on the Dodger dogs. And
so what's your favorite sports venue that you've witnessed in person that you thought it was cooler than you thought it would be?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, I haven't been to a lot outside of kind of the Midwest area. I mean, going to places like Wrigley and Fenway, I've been inside both of those. They're cool because of the history.
Yes.
They're also complete dumps.
They are.
And that's kind of the bummer of it.
It is.
Boy, I don't know what the coolest one I've been
in. I will tell you, my favorite one, because I've had a chance to, when I was a kid, and I'd be watching like the Twins, and my dad took me to the, you know, to Met Stadium, and he took me to, you know, Gophers Memorial Field. So I, But when I'd see the Twins on the road, I'd go, I wonder if that's really a stadium, or is it just like a stage? Is there really a Tiger Stadium? So when I became a sports writer, I realized, yeah, there really is a Tiger Stadium. I went there.
Yeah, look at
my
that.
Probably my favorite stadium I've ever been in was in Auburn, Alabama. Was at the Auburn Stadium. Mm. Auburn is, you know, this beautiful campus in Alabama, and they've got this. The press box was in a great look. It was like halfway up. They opened the windows because, you know, you're in Alabama. It's going to be warm. The students would all really dress up. Like the girls would all be wearing like these dresses, and the guys would be wearing suits. And then they were in the student section there. And then the War Eagle would come swooping in. The Eagle comes in and lands. And it just was beautiful. That was one of the coolest venues that I've ever been to. And, you know, they're always really good games, SEC games, really good. But when you said, it was funny because when I was watching Wimbledon last week, I said to my wife, I said, you know, as a sports writer, I've covered a lot of things, and I've been to a lot of stadiums throughout the country, and I've covered major golf events. I've covered them at Augusta. You know, I've had the opportunity to go play St. Andrews, you know, so I've been able to experience a lot of venues that are famous sports venues that have been great. And I've enjoyed doing it. I played Carnoustie and some of these other courses that they play, but I really want to go and experience Wimbledon because that to me appears unique. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you got the French Open, I'm sure, is great. I'm sure the Australian Open is great. I'm sure, you know, the U.S. Open would be a lot easier to get to. But there's something about Wimbledon, you know, the way they all kind of dress, the way they hang out, the way they – I saw some of the ESPN guys went out and were – they had – Rick Darlington was doing some of the fan stuff. The strawberries and cream, he tells you about that. And then they have this drink called – Pims or something you drink, and you know, this the hill you can sit on and how you can get into the different places. So I would have to say that would be my bucket list item, would be to go and I like tennis, but would just be to go with, like, and I would just need to spend one day there, you know, just one day, walk around, watch a little tennis, and be done with it. So that'd be pretty good for me.
It would be pretty cool just to kind of feel the different ambiance that you get over, you know, at Wimbledon versus, you know, I think we can all kind of imagine what the U.S. Open feels like, just because we've all been to many sporting events here in the U.S. But, I mean, the look of it, the grass, obviously, the lines in the grass.
Roland Garros might be cool, too.
No, that would be very cool with the clay. But, you know, the all whites, the, you know, kind of, I think the cool thing about Wimbledon, too, I mean, just watching it on TV is seeing it on day one when everything is pristine, it is beautiful. And then on day 14, when the whole courts are just beat up, there's no grass left on the baselines at all, and they're still just hacking away at it.
I wonder how they keep their footing. Now, Jannik Sinner slipped on one of the points early in that match, but for the most part, they still stay on their feet. It's kind of, I don't know if they got little spikes in their shoes or something. I don't think so.
Yeah, I wonder if you actually change shoes.
I could have asked David Wheaton that. He played there.
Yeah, way to go.
Well, I didn't ask David Wheaton how you and he got all the way to the semifinals once, so it was worn out.
Yeah,
so
you changing shoes as the 2 weeks go?
I will tell you one of my favorite stadium experiences. I was going out to, we had a group of guys when I was a sports writer down in Florida. We were covering Michigan and Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're covering Michigan and Florida State. And so the night, and Ann Arbor's not that far from Detroit, so we'd all flown into Detroit, and we said, let's go to a Tigers game. And Tigers had Pete Incaviglia then. Do you remember Pete Incaviglia?
I remember the name.
Yeah, he was a big home run hitter. And we all covered spring training a lot, and we'd gotten to know Pete Incaviglia, and we didn't like Pete Incaviglia. Pete Incaviglia was not a pleasant person to talk to. He was a dick, is what he was. He just was a jerk, okay? He's a bad attitude. And so the left field in Tiger Stadium in left field, the upper deck, you're hanging over the field a little bit. In other words, if I'm looking at the upper deck and I look straight down, I'm looking at like the warning track. Okay. So Pete Incaviglia is playing left field, and we're in the upper deck, and there's hardly anybody there. It's a late September game. The Tigers are terrible. There's probably 5,000 people at the game. And all of us are just absolutely just catcalling Pete Incaviglia. I mean, just saying the worst possible things to him. You stink. You suck. You're terrible. We're like right above him. You know, I mean, he pretty much ignored us because I think he knew that if he looked at us, it was not. It was going to only get worse
at that point.
It was only going to get worse. But I'm usually not about berating athletes, but I couldn't help that one. And Pete Incaviglia was such a jerk. And you know, when you're a sports writer, I will tell you this. There's a lot of, I'll tell you the sport that had the worst jerks for me, and it was baseball. They just were. And I think because maybe if you're just there every now and again, you know, they get used to the people that are generally there. But I found a lot of baseball players that were tough to deal with.
Maybe it was you.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Could have been. They saw Corzo coming around, Mr. Sports Writer, Mr. Big Shot. Get out of here.
Yeah, and one time, I mean, I covered the 1981 World Series or the 1987 World Series, and I'm walking to I was going to walk to and Jack Clark was walking right at me. Jack Clark, a big man.
Yes.
And he was walking right at me like I didn't even exist. So, I mean, I had to get out of his way. Years later, when he filed for bankruptcy, I was on the air on another station, and I hailed it because Jack Clark was a... All right, Jason DeRussia coming up next here on WCCO 830. Korzanowski at filling in for you today. What do we got, about 30 seconds to go?
Yeah, we're going
to
wrap this thing up. Thank you for coming by today.
Yeah, thanks. It was good coming by. Chad will be back Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.